doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Does that sound better? When you get the mic on, it works a whole lot better. Welcome to the show where we talk about organic gardening, landscaping, improving your environment in all kinds of ways. We're more than happy to take calls where you're having trouble or calls where you have a tip for us, and we like to pass those things on. We don't have the answers to everything, but we've got a lot of them, and love to talk to you about it from wherever you are in the country. And we talk to people across the country. The telephone number from anywhere is 866-444-3478. And the website is dirtdoctor.com. Let me start off with the SPCA report, and then we'll get into some other things. We'll go to the phones pretty quick, so jump on board whenever you want to at 866-444-3478. And we can talk about shade trees, ornamental trees of all sizes, interior plants. If you want to, in fact, I've had some questions, some interesting questions about interior plants this week. And a lot of people are asking me about tree issues, pruning issues, of course, is a topic that's timely. And we are we're also in that window, especially this is for y'all, those of you that are new to this natural organic approach. If you're using organic techniques, we're now in the window to put out the first major fertilization of the year. So any of that stuff and more is up for grabs. We've got good news from last week. Delano and Max both were adopted last week, the Dallas and the McKinney SPCA. So thanks very much for that help. This week's dog is Buster. Buster's picture's on our website. Harriet is still looking for a home, though, so check out her picture as well as Buster's. Harriet's the cute little dog that appears to only have one ear. Maybe she's just got it folded back. I don't know. But her picture and Buster's picture are on our website. Go to dirtdoctor.com and then just click on the SPCA button that you see over there on the right-hand side, also down below. And says he's a well-behaved gentleman, loves food, loves treats. He's a boxer lab mix, golden age of 10, it says. And let's see, he may be a little older than some of the other pups here, but he sure has more wisdom. They seem to like him there. About 57 pounds. That's a good weight, good size pet. And he was surrendered because the previous family had a new baby, and I guess they were a little worried about that for some reason. But he's very sweet and laid back, loves to go on walks. He's really good on a leash already, so check out Buster. He looks like a good find. And also Harriet, too, on our website on dirtdoctor.com. We have a newsletter that covers a lot of the things that we talk about here on the show. We cover one subject at a time. The next newsletter will be two plant newsletters in a row. We covered a native tree last time, which was the Mexican buckeye, and we used it as the contest, the ID, the mystery photograph. Mystery photograph today is up and ready for you, and the plant will be covered. I discovered in setting it up that we didn't have it at all, this particular plant, in the library. So following the identification of this plant, it'll be a little difficult for you. Maybe we'll see. It's I'll give you, if we don't get it right away, I'll start giving you a few hints about it. But after it's identified, we'll put the total information up as a library entry and send it out as a newsletter as well. We've got about 110,000 people that take the newsletter, and they're scattered across the country. One of the nice things about this plant, even more so than the Mexican buckeye last week, is that this plant is well adapted to a wide range across the country. It is an introduced plant. It's not native to the U.S. like Mexican buckeye, but it is a it's one that's well worth a try. Let's see where else we need to go first. A little quick report on our class. Doug was telling me this morning that we had about six people sign up yesterday. Usually we have, you know, one here and then two there and then skip a few days and have a few sign up through the week. But we had six in one day. Not sure what spurred on the interest there, but that's good. We're getting a lot of feedback, good feedback still about the class. If you're not familiar with it, you go to dirtdoctor.com and you can click on the information there right in the center of the top of the page, and it tells you about the 15 chapters and how it all works. 26-page study booklet comes along with it. When you sign up, you download it and print it off. It's a terrific cheat sheet, and you need it because you take the test a chapter at a time, and you have to pass the test 100%. The questions are reasonable, and they're covered for you well in my presentation of the class, but in the booklet, it's all spelled out for you there as well in black and white. So check it out. And you can sign up for the free newsletter there on the homepage as well. And it's sent to you. It's not a printout. It's just sent out by email. We have an event coming up that I want you to put on your calendar, too. We talked about this on Bob Webster's show yesterday. Do his show with him every Saturday morning for a while. The first Mother Earth News Fair of the year is coming up right here in Texas, and it'll be where it was last year for the first time in Belton, Texas. And it is the date is February the 18th and the 19th. I'll be speaking the 18th, which is a Saturday, twice. And my first talk is 11 o'clock, Natural Organic Pest Control Program, which is kind of cool. I've got the good insects and the bad insects set up in categories for you, and we go through some things that people seem to enjoy a lot and get a lot out of. So got that going on Saturday the 18th at 11 o'clock, and then at noon, a book signing. We'll have several of my books there. Probably the one that will be featured the most is the new organic manual. We're having some stores contact us about how to handle the manual, and it was set up originally just to be sold through Mother Earth News, their website, and I'm sure it's going to end up being on Amazon and the whole deal, you know, everywhere books are sold. But right now, for sure, it's for sale on MotherEarthNews.com, and then they'll have the book at the event. They have a huge book area. They sell all their own books, and then they sell the books of all the speakers that appear at the fair. And believe it or not, there's somewhere between 150 and 200 speakers that appear during the 2 days. The only negative there is trying to figure out how you're going to see a large number of them. But we're going to have a lot of fun there, and I hope you can come out and visit with us. They are very impressive events, very big, and the subject matter ranges from little home garden type things, getting off the grid, homesteading, all that sort of thing. There's a lot of information on herb gardening and food crops and things like that, of course, all the way up to woodworking. There'll be booths there in addition to the speakers selling all kind of stuff. And one of the things that you'll see quite a bit of is really beautiful wooden kitchenware, utensils and things like that, all the way up to great big huge equipment for handling lumber and building houses and barns and stuff like that, and everything in between. So Mother Earth News Fair, Belton, Texas, February 18 through 19. Let's see what else we need to do. We're going to have a couple of visitors today, one at the bottom of the hour here and then one at 9 o'clock. Jim LaValle's coming in. We're going to talk about some kyolic, the garlic that people are really interested in, some health issues related to that. And Andrea Rideout's going to be with us at the bottom of this hour, and we'll be talking about some cleaning products, home cleaning products and related things like that. So, once again, telephone number, whenever you want to jump in, 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this. Espoma has extremely high-quality organic products, including liquid plant foods with the innovative Easy Dose cap. Espoma also has a full line of granular organic lawn and garden foods, potting soils, and soil amendments that fit the Dirt Doctor program perfectly. Ask for Espoma products at garden centers, hardware, and other quality stores all across the U.S. For information on stores and products, visit espoma.com or call 1-800-634-0603.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products.
Proof. Vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth. Animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth. Animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth. Children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth. Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And that contest situation where you identify the photograph, just like every week, you can call in on the show and identify it, or you can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I guess you could go through the Ask Howard feature on the website as well, any of those things, and win one of the classes, win one of the natural organic certification classes. I may have forgotten to say that for you. Had an interesting call that came in by email just this morning that I wanted to cover. This is a fairly common question, and it's one that most people kind of get started in the wrong direction, and this person may be about to do that, so let's talk about it a little bit. It's about setting up a privacy screen. This is an area, well, let's see, I think it was in Melissa, Texas, where they said they were. Is that what it says? And they said that they were interested in one type of tree, 1.6 acres, one row. That's the part that I don't really recommend. If you want to do it, you can do whatever you want to do. But planting one row of trees has some issues. One is you have trouble getting complete privacy year-round. A lot of times when you plant one line of trees, and if you lose any trees, you have a snaggletooth. It's very difficult to replace trees that have died that are they're in a single row and they're matched trees like that. So generally speaking, I don't recommend that. This writer, Justin, was asking me about Arizona cypress, Deodora cedar, or incense cedar, or eastern red cedar, which is our native to this area. Those others are introduced to a degree. I guess Arizona cypress could be called a native, and it's a good plant. Arizona cypress is a beautiful plant. It has beautiful gray-green foliage. It has exfoliating bark that's really lovely. It's really a pretty plant. In the Dallas area where I am, it does very well, does even better when it's in a dry situation, real arid situation. It cannot stand wet feet. Actually, none of these trees that I was asked about can stand wet feet, and they suggest that one area where they need to do this planting stays kind of wet or a lot wet after rains. So let's back up and look at it from a little bit different angle. When I do a privacy screen, when I help somebody with a privacy screen, I tend to recommend that you plant a variety of different plants. And that means that you plant some tall things, some medium-sized things, and some low things, and that gives you more screening. And instead of a straight line, kind of a free form, almost like you went out and threw a bunch of acorns or something out, and wherever they landed, that's where you're planting. And you just have a softer effect that way. Plus, you can plant a variety of evergreens. You could use any of these, Arizona cypress, Deodar cedar, incense cedar. Incense cedar, I think, is terrific, and I've got it in my plant books. The only problem is finding it. It's very difficult to find in this part of the world. You may have to buy it mail order. The Deodar cedar, Cedrus deodara, is one that does fairly well here, but absolutely can't stand wet feet. It also, when we have extremely cold weather, like the one we just went through where we had a huge drop in temperature over a very short period of time, Cedrus deodara is a little bit marginal about hardiness there. Our eastern red cedar is native here. A lot of people consider it a big weed, but it would do very, very well. If you can get females of the red cedar, that would be best for two reasons. One, they're more decorative. You have the purple berries in the winter, and two, you don't, they're not males, so you don't have the pollen. And that question came up in this written question to me about the pollen. I don't think that planting some additional cedars on your property is going to make the cedar fever or allergies any worse, and it won't at all if you get the female plants. Problem getting female plants is that you have to buy plants that are large, you know, enough to be having the berries. So, well, let me talk about that a little bit more. There's a few other issues related to that, but we've got Andrea right now, so we're going to see what she's got for us. Andrea, good morning.
How are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you.
Looks like we're going to have a cloudy day.
Yeah, but it's going to be warm and the temperature is going up. This roller coaster weather is just amazing.
I'll tell you, it's something else, isn't it? Well, Howard, today I was going to talk a little bit about cleaning the house because it seems like spring almost, so it's time for spring cleaning. What do you think?
Sounds like a good plan to me.
Well, I've been doing a little bit of research the last few weeks, and I have found the coolest thing. You know, we are all wanting to use fewer chemicals in our homes, of course, and a lot of the commercial cleaners are heading that direction. One of the most popular brands is that Mrs. Myers. You know Mrs. Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Have you used that?
I have. I've used pretty much all of these that you're suggesting on here, the Bronner's and Charlie's mm-hmm. soap and those kind of things. Which one are your favorites?
Well, one of the things I like about Mrs. Myers, if you go to their website, they have a glossary of all of these ingredients that a lot of the other companies are also using, so you can kind of see what they do. So if you look on your ingredient list and you want to know, well, what does glycerin do? Well, they tell you. They tell you where it comes from, and they tell you what it does, and it's real simple.
Tell you what, Andrea, hang on. Let's cover these in a little bit more detail when we come back. That's Andrea Rideout. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll be back right after this.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step-by-step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain the lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best-looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we're talking with Andrea Wright out our Urban Greenie report today, and talking about cleaning around the house and these products. This product you started talking about sounded interesting. Go ahead and finish that, and then we'll move on.
Yeah, Mrs. Myers. So just go to MrsMyers.com, and you can find this neat glossary that has all these ingredients. And again, these are not just things that Mrs. Myers products use, but a lot of the new green cleaners use. But, you know, you were asking me what are some of my favorite brands. I love Bona. Have you used Bona?
Like, I have not used Bona.
You know, when I was doing Radio Howard years ago, I mean, 25 years ago, Bona was considered green. And this was before green was cool, you know. And so it's nice to have some of these brands that have believed in this movement for 25, 50 years. I mean, Dr. Bronner's is another great example.
Right. I've used Bronner's a lot. Yeah.
Oh, and it's wonderful stuff. And, you know, they have a lot more now than just their basic soaps. They have all kinds of hair care products and things that you can find at places like Central Market and Whole Foods. Another one that's very popular these days that, again, had really simple beginnings is Charlie's Soap. And if anyone out there is listening that has used this product, most likely they've used the laundry detergent. But this product has kind of a cool background. The fellow Charlie was working at a big textile plant, and all the rollers and things in the textile plant not only kept getting dirty and greasy, but they would make the fabrics dirty and greasy. So they needed something that worked equally as well on these big commercial machines as it did on a delicate fabric. And that's how they developed Charlie's Soap. And it's completely organic, totally clean, and, you know, super simple to use. You don't have to do anything crazy, and that's what I like in these organic cleaners is
I think the green cleaners. One of the things that's important is that green is such a popular thing, you know, going green now, that there's a lot of green washing out there. And I think I think in the cleaning department, there's some pretty bad examples. So this is a good list for people to have to know that they're still doing it really in a clean way. Sometimes these smaller companies like this get sold out to bigger companies, too, and I guess the quality changes. Is that happening to any of these?
You know, it's happening a little bit, but we're even seeing companies like Clorox. You know, they have some green products.
They truly are green, huh?
They truly are green.
Well, that's good.
And you'd think, well, it's Clorox, you know, it's going to have bleach in it, but they don't. What it was is an engineer at Clorox that said, hey, I don't want to use these chemicals anymore either, you know.
So
it is kind of interesting to see even some of the big companies adopting many of these practices, which is exactly what we want.
Sure. Well, what about just generic kinds of things like hydrogen peroxide and baking soda and vinegar and things like that?
Absolutely. So one of my very favorite cleaning formulas that I use with the family, and it's a wonderful way to get your kids to clean the bathroom because it makes a kind of fun explosion, is just a half a cup of baking soda, a half a cup of vinegar, a little squirt of detergent, any kind of detergent, and that will clean the toilet, the bathtub, just about anything. And again, it sort of bubbles and makes a lot of, you know, bubbly noise and stuff. And little kids just think it's the most fun thing of all.
Yeah, you just don't want to put it in a container and seal it up real tight. You'll make a little bitty bomb.
Exactly. You want to do it each time you use it. And, of course, you guys have some wonderful cleaning recipes on DirtDoctor.com as well.
Yeah,
I know you love orange oil.
Yeah, orange oil is good, too. You can overdo it, and it's pretty strong. You know, it's a solvent, so you have to be a little careful. Just because it's something that we recommend, you know, it's not 100% safe if you misuse it. Hydrogen peroxide's in the same category. You know, if you use a strong hydrogen peroxide, you can burn things with it. So, well, this is some good information. You have more on your website, I assume?
Yep, theurbangreenie.com. I'm going to be posting some blogs this week. All this week is kind of my green cleaning week, and the very first one is up today, and I've got a couple of homemade formulas there that you can look at. And then, as I said, all this week I'll be putting some new ones up. So be sure to subscribe, and that way you'll get updates all week long.
And the website again is?
Theurbangreenie.com, and it's greenie with IE. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Harry.
See you next time.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
And that feature is brought to you by Espoma, supported by the company that makes wonderful outdoor fertilizer products. They're really into pets. Their Safe Paws program you need to check out. Extremely high-quality organic lawn and garden potting soil, soil amendments, fertilizers. And the good thing is you can find Espoma, E-S-P-O-M-A, products out there across the country in a lot of different stores where it's a lot of times hard to find organic products that we talk about here. Visit Espoma.com or call them at 800-634-0603. Okay, and telephone number to be with me on the show here is 866-444-3478. Back to the screening planting that I was talking about. What I really recommend is a mixture of things. And if somebody just called me out blue and said, what do you recommend as a screening thing? This is the mix that I would use. And then we can mix in some of these things that I was specifically asked about here. I would put together a mixture of live oaks, Yaupon hollies, some of the regular introduced hollies in some cases, like Nellie R. Stevens, because they're so incredibly tough, and mix them together kind of in and out. And I would add some deciduous plants in as well, deciduous Yaupon holly, some Mexican plum, some things like that. So you get some spring color and you get some fall color as well as just the evergreen screen. And then when you have that mixture of things, not all just in a straight line, but the lower plants out in front of the larger plants and kind of back and forth, the free form arrangement of it. If you have a plant that gets sick and dies, it doesn't ruin the effect that you've created, and you can plant something new, and it doesn't look like anything really happened. I think that using the native cedar, the eastern red cedar, is an excellent choice to be in this mix. In fact, at home, we have that around our property line. We have bamboo, and we have live oaks, but we also have eastern red cedars. Some of them, in fact, most of them were there when we bought the property. It is a plant that will grow in the shade, too. The young native cedars will grow as understory plants, and then when they get up and need to be in the full sun, they'll adapt to that without any trouble at all. The one that's on the list that was mentioned that I'd probably well, it wasn't mentioned. I was just thinking that it was mentioned. It's the one called Leyland cypress. It's just another cypress that some people ask me about, and so I was had it on my mind. Leyland cypress is definitely one that I would leave out of the mix, even though I've seen some nice stands of it around Texas and throughout the South. It is very sensitive to wet feet and has some built-in disease problems. So you might put on your check-off list here of the plants that could be effective in a screen planting like this, the Leyland cypress is probably one that I would not use. In the wet spot that was suggested by this question, it's a little tough. Yaupons can take some water, can take some moisture, so that might be a good one to put into the mix. There is a plant that's deciduous. It's not an evergreen plant, but it can function working with these evergreens. It's called button bush. It's literally a bog plant. It can grow in a bog situation in a totally wet environment, but it also can adapt. We've got one at the office in the border planting where we experiment with a lot of different things, and it's functioning there as a xeric plant. Doesn't get any more water than anything else. So, and it has beautiful flowers in the early summer, extremely fragrant. People like to walk by our place and smell the border because we have it, and we also have the almond verbena in this same area. And those two things, just the fragrance is incredible. Almond verbena, probably not a good choice for your border, for your screening, because when you have real tough winters like we just had, when you have the temperature just drop tremendously in a very short period of time, it's going to die. It's going to die all the way to the ground. So if you're trying to do a screen planting, it's best to use some of these others that we're talking about. But once again, the ones that were mentioned, the Arizona cypress, I have no problem. I wouldn't invest a bunch of money in a whole lot of them. But I think it's a gorgeous tree, and it's in my plant books. You can look it up, and it's on dirtdoctor.com. You can look up what I say about it there. Cedrus deodora, I probably would not plant. Hardiness, there's a little bit of a question. There's some built-in disease issues. Not as bad as Leyland cypress, but it does have some issues. Plus, it's a Christmas tree form, a very strong Christmas tree form. So using it as a screen planting, it's going to be very narrow at the top and real wide at the bottom. The other plants mentioned here would be better. But the final thing I would put into this mix is some food crops. I'd put jujube in for sure. Jujube is one of those plants that really gets ignored when people are talking about fruits and vegetables and food crops in general. Jujube is extremely easy to grow. In fact, almost too easy. It suckers. It can become a little bit of a pest, but in a screen planting like we're talking about here, I think it would be an excellent choice. It is deciduous, so you'd need to mix it in with your other plants. It's going to grow in a wide range across the country. You can look at the entry that we have on the website on dirtdoctor.com for the zones and all that kind of thing. But it produces a small fruit in the fall. It looks like a small plum. It tastes like a dry apple. Extremely good for you. The medicinal value is high, and it's just a fun plant to grow. And once you have it, it's going to be there for a long time. Some of the jujubes, or jujubes, some people call it, will sucker and some won't. You never know which one you're going to get. I collect some seed from one that's in the area not too far from my office that has one trunk and doesn't sucker out at all. I have another planting of it at our office that is suckering pretty badly, and that's more normal. So mix some of those in, mix some pomegranate in, and if you want to do regular fruit, the one that's the easiest to grow of all the fruit trees that are the common ones, pears. Pears are by far the easiest to grow. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this.
Antioxidants are the nutritional defense force patrolling our bodies looking for free radicals. Free radicals can destroy healthy cells, leading to disease. Antioxidants are so important because they neutralize these free radicals. The master antioxidant in our body is glutathione, but as we age, our glutathione levels fall dramatically, so it is critical to constantly build up our glutathione levels. That's where RegActive, the groundbreaking glutathione-boosting supplement, comes in. RegActive is light years ahead of other glutathione supplements. It is the only formula that actually stimulates your own body's production of glutathione rather than just replacing it. And because RegActive's patented probiotic delivery system enters your body without being destroyed by your stomach acid, it effectively delivers glutathione power cells, which help your body increase glutathione levels naturally. No other product on the market today can do that for your health. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Do your probiotics have baggage? They should. You see, if your probiotics do not include prebiotics as well as postbiotics, then you're missing out on a lot of healthy benefits. Most probiotic products do not contain prebiotics, their food, or postbiotics, the organic matter that promotes the long-term colonization of the good versus bad bacteria in your body. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics does. Select live probiotic bacteria are blended with fruits, vegetables, seaweed, and herbs, and allowed to grow over 3 years to assure superior digestive and immune support. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics then combines this rich culture medium, prebiotics, and the resulting nutrients from this fermentation process, postbiotics, providing you with a superior probiotic supplement. No other probiotic can offer your body this support. So switch to the best premium probiotic on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at fine health food stores. Don't accept a substitute.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We just discovered something really interesting going on here with our phones. They're not working. But one person has managed to get through, and I'm extremely curious about how this could have happened, and we'll find out because Phil's calling in from Lake Forth with a guess on our contest. Phil, you there?
Yes, sir.
How did you call in? Just normal way?
Oddly, I called 17 times with my phone, and it wouldn't work. I called from my wife's phone, and it worked.
Well, I tell you what, that is one ghost, isn't it? Well, thanks for the stick-to-itiveness. Do you have a guess on our contest, our mystery plant?
Yes, sir. I believe that's hops.
Hops? That's a good guess. It's not right, but it is fairly similar in look to hops, isn't it? Have you ever grown hops?
No, I haven't. Actually, my wife, as soon as she saw the picture, she said, "That's hops," and I have sort of a memory of what hops look like.
It does look very similar. And for everybody out there, hops is a vine that will grow in this area, actually fairly easy to grow. It's kind of a nice decorative plant, not just for, stuff to make your beer from. It's not
it's
correct.
It's also
anti-inflammatory. Yes. Well, thanks for giving it a try, and thanks for figuring out how to call in. Nobody else has been able to figure out how to do it.
I have no idea why my phone wouldn't work and hers did.
Well, when we went into this past break, I looked at my email real quickly, and somebody had emailed me saying they've been trying to call all morning and couldn't get in. Then I looked at the screen, and you were there, and they ran a test in there, Mary Rose and David, and said, "Nope, phone's not working." Well, okay, great, but how in the world did Phil get through? Well, Phil, thanks. And
Just persistence.
I tell you what, let me put you on hold, and they can get your information. And even though I can't give you the big prize today, we'll send you a little something for being a special phone call, okay?
Well, thank you so much, Howard.
All right. Hang on.
Always.
Get his information. I'll get back with him. As far as we know, David is still not working at all, so. Okay, still not working. Well, if y'all want to contact me, send me a text or send me an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. I want to just take advantage of this time right here to work something in, because when the calls start coming in, we're going to be overloaded, I'm sure. We've got a health tip from Real Time Pain Relief. Berries can help fight pain and inflammation. Berries are packed with natural anthocyanins, whatever that word is, which are helpful at cleaning out damaged free radical molecules that cause inflammation and pain. That's what they are. Berries are so packed with this beneficial natural chemical that they outperform all other fruits and vegetables, even broccoli, in their ability to clean out free radicals. And they'll help with lupus, gout, runner's knees, back pains, all kinds of pains. And the berries, I think across the board, are what they're talking about: blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries. And they're really great for helping with inflammation. I've always known that they're good and good for you, but I didn't know this specific use. I'll add something to this, and it's something I probably don't talk about nearly as much. All of the berries, all of the edible berries, have foliage that is edible. Now, the way to eat the berry foliage, best way, in my opinion, is to put it, crunch it up, crush it up, and put it in your tea and have berry tea. If you do a mixture, it's really good. You can add some honey, you know, and change the flavor any way you want. It's not the greatest taste. It's not a bad taste, but it's not, you know, an extremely sweet taste. So if you want to make it more palatable, just add honey or something, stevia or something like that, and give berry tea a try. And this report from Real Time Pain Relief, it's the pain relief that we use and recommend. It is great, smells great, contains no harmful chemicals like GMOs, parabens, or SLS. If you haven't tried it, you can get a free $10 tube with your first purchase. Just give them a call or go to their website and buy that way. It's 877-787-7180. The website for Real-Time Pain Relief is rtpr.com. 877-787-7180, or go to rtpr.com. All righty, let's see what else we need to catch up on. Pruning was my next subject. Let's just get into it while we're waiting to see if the phones are ever going to work. And we're at the end of this hour anyway. We've got a visitor coming up for a while in the beginning of the next hour, and hopefully they can get the phones squared away in the meantime. That number is 866-444-3478. It is time to do pruning, except for the fruit trees, and it's not bad for them, but if you could wait just a little bit longer, it'd be okay. It'd be better, maybe. Although we do have pink bud now because of all the warm weather, the buds have swollen. So if you need to do the fruit tree pruning to get it all done, go ahead. Big shade trees, prune. Don't over prune. Don't lift. Don't gut. Don't do any of that. And of course, don't ever make flush cuts. Leave that branch collar. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. More on that after this break.